In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
So we've had a time with lots of music this Christmas, and I want to thank all the different musicians. Today we've got Ian and a choir brought together for Christmas Day, but we've got so many musicians, so many people who've done so many different things over the season. We had Chris Dingles, where we had loads of children making Chris Dingles a couple of weeks ago. Then we did pub carols, which was a bit of a pub sing-along in the Station Pub last Saturday, where we sang pop songs as well. We did community carols and lighting the lamps and Christmas Eve. And one song that is stuck in my head is "I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day." Anyone want to sing it? I see the laughter was a bit like, not now, Chris, not now. But it made me think, do I really wish it could be Christmas every day? And what bit of Christmas is the bit that I wish it would be Christmas every day? Is it, as in, I don't know if this is a rule in your house, but in my house, we have the one sprout rule. Is it the sprouts? Is that the bit of Christmas that we wish we would have every day? Yes? Yes? Wow, I'm about to douse sprouts in as much bacon as possible so that they're palatable, but some people, cool. In fact, I have done, the best thing I ever did was make sprout pakoras, which was you slice the sprouts up really small, you use gram flour and spices, and then you deep fry it. They taste amazing because you can't taste the sprouts. But some people think it's the sprouts. Do you reckon the sprouts is the bit of Christmas you wish was every day? No, over there says no. Over here, that side, no, I've got a few no's. This side, no, it's just this bit. I don't know, we have all the sprout people just here. I didn't know they existed, but we clearly have found all of them in the world in one place. Is it, well, this might be just me, is the bit of Christmas that we want every day, is it the cold? It is, it's the cold. All right, I'm gonna caveat this. My family are from the Seychelles in the Indian Ocean. There is only about four of us left here. Everyone else has gone there. For me, the cold is definitely not what I wish for Christmas every day. I have had pictures from the rest of my family of them on the beach this morning going, "Happy Christmas." And I'm like, no, do not send me those pictures. The cold, really? All right, I'll give you the cold. He likes jumpers, it's fine. Okay, next one. Is it, you're going to say yes to this, I know this one. Is the bit of Christmas that we wish was every day, is it the scratchy, horrible Christmas jumpers? Yes. Nathan says yes, unequivocally. Looks like you're a Norwich City supporter in that. I'm a Norwich City supporter, so I'm going to say it's a Norwich fan. So scratchy jumpers, you want that every day? Every day, scratchy jumpers. Just wear a big collar and then it doesn't have to itch. I'm going to say again, this is not quite working because these are all things I hate, but you just love them. Scratchy, itchy Christmas jumpers. I don't own a Christmas jumper because I'm a Grinch. That's... we don't wish that every day. Is it? Do we wish the Christmas that we had every day was Christmas decorations? Really, every day, flashing lights in your face. Electricity bills of over £1,000. No, exactly. You don't want that electricity bill. I know you don't. Is the Christmas you want every day the baubles if you've got cats? Oh. I don't have cats. I don't like cats either, sorry. But if you've got cats, so The baubles, the decorations, or this everyone, I think everyone's going to say, the Christmas they want every day. Is it the fact that you might have some time off? Would you want time off forever? This one isn't quite working as I thought it might. Could you imagine a time where you might go, oh, I miss school because I've been at home with my siblings or my parents or my carers all year and I want to go see someone else? No? No one else can think that? I might think, sometimes I think, I would like to be at work today because otherwise I have to spend it with... No, I won't say that. I won't finish that one. Wow, people do really want Christmas to be every day. I thought the song was light. All right, this one. Would you want a roast dinner every day? Yeah. Every day? No. All right, chicken and chips, yes. Roast dinner every day? It wouldn't be special anymore. It'd be like having, bolognese. A roast dinner every day. Roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings. All right. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. All right. This one I know I'm going to win on. Would you want it to be? Christmas songs all year. No! I can stomach them for 2 weeks. Just about. All year. Maybe the DMX Christmas album, but not anything else. All right, and this one. What about silly, cute pictures of things doing Christmassy things? Capybaras. Oh no, we don't like that. We don't like it. Every day. All right. The last one. And I'm not from one of these group of people. I think there's going to be a few of you in here. There are people who go for walks after Christmas dinner, and there are people who don't. It's just a way we delineate our culture and our society. I luckily have come from a family that don't go for walks after Christmas dinner, but I have been at Christmas dinner with people who do go for walks after Christmas dinner when I'm about to sleep. So I would say, would you want to go for walks after Christmas dinner every day? See, I knew there were some people here. No. It's like a nightmare. Oh, I now need to go and lie in a dark room away from people, knowing that the people exist who would love that every day. But maybe Christmas every day would be a good thing for you. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it'd be something that you would loathe, like myself. But there's a reason why some of those things are great, right? They're good. They make you happy. They bring us joy, sometimes for the sake of it. Not one of those things by themselves makes Christmas what it is, but together they kind of give us a picture of joy and hopefulness, and we all build our own traditions around these things. As a Christian, those things are things that the reason for the season Jesus talked about. And he said that we should look out for one another. We should feed each other. We should support each other. We should think of others. We should give gifts, not just ones that cost money, but ones that cost self. He talked about joy and gratitude and time, and he talked about rest. And all those things, I think, are what makes the things that we talked about that I don't want every day work, right? It's why, for some of us, Christmas is a fun time filled with joy. And for others, it isn't, because they don't get to have those things and they think that we're all having them without them. I think, even though the stuff and the things are important and they're fun, what they point us to, a rich life that cultivates an inner way of drawing rest, of drawing joy, of creating peace, of being someone who sees others as worthy and worthwhile and part of their society and their community. That is what we're supposed to cultivate every day. So my wish isn't that we have Christmas every day, as you can tell, as the Grinch of Christmas I am, but it is that we could find a way to learn from Jesus how to have joy and gratitude and rest and hope every day, all day, all the time. And that is the Christmas I want every day. But Slade didn't sing about that. So let us move back into our service. We're going to pray. So my helpers at the back are going to give out pieces of paper. So the prayer we're going to do today is, it's going to be called the snowball prayer. So you're going to have a piece of paper and I'm going to ask for three things for you to write on them. We've got some pens and some pencils. And when you write on them, you're going to rip the paper in half and you're going to write some things on it, and then you're going to roll it up into a ball. And then we're going to throw our prayers to each other and have a snowball fight of prayers. Told you I was going to be silly today. But there has a positive message in it. It has a good thing to it. And then, so you're going to write something on your prayers. And then when the person opens it, who got the snowball that you sent, they're going to open it and we're going to pray all together. You can do it in silence or you can pray it quietly as you do it. So I'll give us a bit of time to pray it. And we're going to pray all together for the thing on the snowball you got. I'll explain it again once everyone's got their piece of paper. I'm seeing blank faces. But essentially, we're having a snowball fight. Is everyone up for that? I don't think many people are up for a snowball.
Yeah.
We're going to have a snowball fight with paper.
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So just wait for everyone to get the first. So the first thing you can do when you get your piece of paper is fold it in half and tear it open. So fair and give me one. Sorry, I'm just going to take one. So first thing you need to do, fold it in half. And tear it so you've got two pieces of paper. Yeah. And on your first piece of paper, I'd love you to write or draw someone or something or some place that you would like to pray for. Somewhere, someone or something that you would like to see change in, that the difference was made in. So that's the first thing. Write it really generically so that you don't, so write just one word or draw a little picture, whatever it is, so that we don't, if it's like you really want to see someone get better who's not feeling very well, just write their first name. Something like that, so we're not giving away people's personal details. GDPR. Here we go. So, first one, somewhere, someplace, or some person you'd like to see a change in. So write or draw on that one. I'll give you a minute. I go to the first one? You got them. There you go. Okay, so that's the first one. And on the second one, I'd like you to think of something for yourself that you'd like to see changing. So we're praying for others, other places, other people, and things. We're thinking more than just ourselves. But we also know that sometimes we need help as well. So we're praying for something that we would like help or change in. So one is for something outside ourselves, a place, a person, or a thing, and the other is for something for ourselves. And then when you've done that, roll them up into a ball. Make it nice and tight. You ready? Now, we are going to throw these, but we're going to throw them up into someone, not directly at someone's face. All right? So it's not like this. It's like that. All right, I saw the glint in some people's eyes, so I must make sure. Okay, so is everyone ready? Roll up your balls when you're ready. Trust the teenagers to already start throwing. Okay, everyone, 3, 2, 1, throw them to someone else. All right, now you all have to pick up one. Everyone pick up one and open it. Or two if you feel really like you've got enough energy for that. So pick them up, open them. So you're not going to say it out loud. We're just going to have a moment of silence. 30 seconds. Let's see if we can all do it. 30 seconds of silence. And I want you to read the thing that's on your sheet and think about asking for help for that thing. So that's all we're doing. We're thinking about asking for help. And the person I'm asking for help from is God. So here we go. 30 seconds starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Lord, we offer you all these thoughts, prayers, wonderings, the yearnings of our hearts, the expressions of our want for change in our world, for those around us, and for those further afield. And we say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.